GJ and V Beaton Family Trust. Good morning and welcome. We've received your original submission, thank you for that, and the evidence you provided in advance, both your photos and your written evidence, so thank you very much for that. You don't need to reread that out to us, because we've already read it. But you're very welcome to speak to it and highlight key points for us, thank you.
Okay, Greg Beaton, we're sheep and beef farmers, and I agree entirely with the first two submitters and what they've said. We're probably a bit light on what we submitted to start with, so there's only 2 points I submitted, so I'll just touch base on those two.
Okay.
So the focus of the hearing for us was physiographic zoning. Specifically, I want to focus on peat wetlands that are zoned, but I don't think on our property. Desired outcome is to have the peat wetland zone removed from the farm and the physiographic zoning left outside the Southland Water and Land Plan at an individual farm level at least. I have got some photos here. Yeah, these are photos of what are termed peat wetlands. We do run alongside the Waimea Stream, which was altered like 60 or 70 years ago. That wee horseshoe you can see there was the original part of the Waimea Stream.
Yep.
That's another peat wetlands paddock. Another one. Yeah, and yeah, another one there. Yeah, and another one. Is that the last one?
Yeah.
A couple of months ago, we got a digger in just to dig a couple of sites, just to try to bring a bit of proof here.
Yeah.
So this is not additional evidence, I suppose it's an extension of the evidence. So
yeah, it's fine.
Just soil types here. That's a topsoil, peat wetlands to like a metre. And these are the deep soil samples, a metre to 1.5. So doesn't look very peaty to me. I don't know if you guys want to have a closer look or not.
Yeah, if you could leave those there and we'll have a look at those during morning tea, if that's right.
So once the digger did the digging, we sent some of the soil samples away. I just read a bit of what I put. Photos of the two soil profiles dug to 1.2 to 2 metres by digger.
Yeah.
In the peat wetlands.
So the soil in the jars, you took that out of the holes?
Yeah,
you've got the profiles. On the
yeah. It's probably more photos. Yeah, that's it. That's the digger hole there, and the other profiling of them.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was sent away, and there's a backup report came from Jim Risk from Balance Agri-Nutrients. And the only classification on that holds true with the soil type is artificial drainage and moulding, but so do most other soil types, clay and that as well. So that's just, yeah, it's to do with the the anion storage capacity. There's levels that show that it's sedimentary and not like peat. Yes, also to do with the peat wetlands is a thing here with the top of climate mapping. Have you got that on your picture at all, please? That's where we're zoned to be peat wetlands now, which is about five paddocks, about 30 to 40 hectares. And is it, yeah, can you just pull it down a wee bit, please? Yeah, the little piece in the light blue, which has got it, it's got it, the wee black dot is a duck pond, and there's a wee creek coming down, and there's another creek there. That was the only stuff on the top climate map that indicated any peat anywhere, which is probably, I don't know, it would be a 10 metre strip, but it would only be 1 or 2 hectares at the max, and that's largely due to where the duck pond and that lies. So I haven't got any photos of that, but I can't see how come a map like that can change and then from 1 or 2 hectares go to 40 hectares as peat. That was done by top climate mapping, and as far as I know, nothing else has been done or researched since then. So it just seems to be, you know, a little bit of make it up as you go.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's the only piece of peat wetlands along the Waimea stream. And a leading paragraph on Environment Southland, Southland Science states Environment Southland has many years of monitoring data and research information that can contribute, but needs to improve its knowledge of water systems. So I don't want physiological zoning to be a poor trial of this at the expense of farmers' economic survival and wellbeing. So under sheep farming, an accurate soil mapping doesn't greatly affect how we farm presently, but as custodians and the decisions we make, it'll make future land use changes hard or near impossible, you know, affecting farm succession or so forth in the future. See, I just don't want the peat wetlands there on our farm if it's not there, and it throws all this into dispute on how accurate physiological zoning is. Because there is major consequences for it. It's, you know, it's going to really shape the future of what can be done. And it's going to put a lot of things into, you know, sheep farmers. It's going to be grandparenting, really. You're going to be stuck in that forever.
Yeah.
Not that somebody will want to change. Or, you've read all this, so I don't really need to read it out. But the other one was the peat wetlands, and we also have Matera soils, old Matera soils on the farm. So we're limited to 20 hectares of winter cropping, which won't work. Well, we can make it work. It'll force us into 20 hectares of fodder beet, maximising fertiliser use, trying to grow heavier crops, which is, I think, dead against what you guys are trying to do. So yeah, that's the basic of what I'm here for today.
Well, thank you very much for that. We'll just see if we have questions. Lloyd, do you have a question?
Just one. You spoke of the 20 hectare limit. You could go over that if you got a consent. What's your view on getting consent to give you the flexibility that you spoke about before? Is it something you would do, not do?
If I had to, I would do, yeah.
And what would you expect that process to be like? 1 year, 5 years, 10 years?
You'd have to do it every 5 years, I guess. You'd have to have a 5-year plan.
Yes, John.
Thank you for your presentation. The issue of the accuracy of physiographic zones has been raised by other submitters. And just to say it's on our radar for consideration.
Good.
Clear, thank you.
Mark?
Yeah, no, it is very clear, thank you. And just to clarify though, have you been back to Environment Southland to talk about this with them?
I've made several phone calls. to get information, and when we did all this, I invited somebody to come out and have a look, but that wasn't part of what they wanted to do, so which I thought was a bit rough. So that's why the soil's here today.
Yeah. All right, thanks.
Very practical.
So do you want to leave here to look at it, or is it?
Yeah, leave it there if you could. And also, thanks very much for coming in and making your submission. And also, you've gone to a lot of trouble with the evidence you've provided to us, getting the digger in, digging the holes, taking the photos, having the soil tested, getting the Jim risk report. So we do understand your concern, and we appreciate the effort you've gone to make sure that we do understand it. Yeah, so it's not going to fall on deaf ears, thank you.
Yeah, and like I'd like to reiterate what Blair and Laurie said, you know, those concerns stand for you in time.
Yep.
I think most of all want to be good custodians of the land, so.
Yeah.
And thank you guys.
Thank you. Yeah, that's the only submitters I had down for before morning tea. I just want to check who's still here for the session after morning tea. Erna Hill Limited? Yep, morning. I'm going to pronounce this wrong. Kawana Dairy Limited? Kawana Dairy Limited, yep. Paramia Limited? And Dougal Stringer?
Yes, sir.
Yep. Okay. Well, we'll take a short break for morning tea. We'll come back just after 10 o'clock, and then we'll hear from the submitters who are scheduled to appear after morning tea. Thank you.